All right, guys. So here at CanadianPreparedness.com, we're doing our massive liquidation sale. Everything must go. And today I thought I'd show you one side of the warehouse. The other side of the warehouse is completely cleaned out, but we've moved everything over here. So this is what's left. Now, there's a lot of items that most people have never seen before or heard of. It all is preparedness and survival related. Some of that stuff, like heavy duty rope from the Atwood company. We have all different gauges, different colors. We still have quite a few odds and ends. So I want you to stick with me because you're going to find some of the best deals that you're probably ever going to get. Now, we still have quite a bit of prepping food. This is the high quality stuff, not that dog food that they market for 1 month, 3 months that seems really cheap, but not even your dog is gonna wanna eat it. This is the high quality stuff, okay? So go check on the website. There's probably 110 different varieties. I'm not sure what's left. In terms of big ticket items, we do have a few of these Russian bear tents left. So we have some of the Panda, $3,000 normal price. Right now they're marked down like 30%, so you're saving hundreds of dollars. We also have the UP5, which is another fan favorite up there. Looks like we got about six of those left. Is that food up there? That's probably rice and chicken.
Yep, rice and chicken.
So we have a lot of Mountain House rice and chicken. Honestly, one of my favorite Mountain House meals is rice and chicken. It's one of the most affordable already before the discount. And it's also just, you know, I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy. So if the camera guy points up there, we got some wood stoves left. They have the see-through glass, so creates a nice ambiance in the tent. Okay, so communist camera guy just told me those are water bobs. A water bob is a very low-cost way of storing water and a lot of it in your bathtub. That is already very cheap. With a 30% discount, you're practically getting it for free, okay? Oh, we got some of our personal favorite. Not quite the toilet paper tablets, but toilet paper pucks. All right. So it looks like we have some Tormek T8 sharpeners. Okay, so this is a water-cooled sharpening system. We've done videos on these before. These are for, you know, people who have a lot of blades that they want to keep sharp, and you want to do it fast and you want to do it easy and you want to do a great job. Nothing beats a Tormek. So most people have food savers or vacuum sealers. Excellent way to store food. We have a few different actual machines and a few of the replacement plastic as well. Berkey is pretty much no more. Pro One is where it's at nowadays. Pick yourself up a Pro One. Do we still have filters? Lots of filters for these? Just the 5-inch filters. Either way, you can get other filters elsewhere, but it also comes with a couple filters. This is a gravity filter system. Filters out practically everything, okay? That's basically gonna be your one-stop shop for water purification post-SHTF. Here you can see we have sandbags. Okay, I'm actually gonna be selling a lot of these to the government. These are the light duty ones, but we also have heavier duty ones that will last longer. Honestly, you get yourself, you know, a couple hundred of these, that's gonna be an excellent SHTF prep. We've done an in-depth video about sandbags before. All right, so we have a few heat hogs left. Winter is coming, and honestly, nothing beats the convenience of propane heating for emergencies. Ice fishing, camping, putting one in your vehicle, this is an absolute must-have, and it has a variety of different hookups, so you can hook up the bigger propane tanks or even the smaller ones. We have only this many survival medicine handbooks. This is an absolute must-have for people. This should be the first book that every prepper buys, in my personal opinion. That right there, Nuclear War Survival Skills, is a very close second. So these are NATO mil-spec. This is the most durable gas canister that money can buy. This is 10 liter, you can get them in the 20 liters. Those are good also. If you're wanting something for like a quad, this is the perfect size. Because this is gonna, you know, I might not fill up your quad, but it's gonna get it very close, and it's nice and lightweight. We also have the water containers as well. So it has the big lid for, you know, spilling out or filling, and then it also has a smaller lid if you want to actually just drink out of it or pour out of it. So it looks like we're mostly out of Norwegian tents. Oh no, we got a Gamay 6 up there, Arctic Green. So we have a few. They're very popular tents. They're super lightweight, made of silk nylon. We do have a lot of accessories, like we have the tarps and things of that nature. In terms of sleeping bags and stuff, we still have a pretty good stock of that stuff. So, you know, if you want to Christmas shop, this is good. Now those, I'm not sure if you guys can see up there, but we actually do have a pretty good supply of the warmest sleeping bag in the world. One of them is Extreme, which is honestly overkill, you know, for like minus 60 Antarctic expeditions. But if you're a person who gets really cold, but you like to do winter camping, you're not gonna beat an Outdoor Survival Canada sleeping bag. The government was gonna buy them for the military, but the government was too cheap. So for all you troops freezing your ass off, you know who to blame. We do have a lot of like goose down varieties. So if you want something that's super lightweight, but very durable, goose down is the way to go. Looks like we have a few door cages left. If you have a wider door, 38. For a shorter door, 34. Looks like we're almost out of our Esker tents as well. I've done an in-depth breakdown of tents, and for an apocalypse tent, if you just want something that's raw canvas like the pioneers would have used, nothing beats an Esker tent. It is certainly not glamping, the farthest thing from it. It really is a no frills. I don't even think there's zippers on these things. These things are just built to last forever. But again, you don't get all the amenities of like a Russian bear style tent. We do have a few different military backpacks left. When I say a few, I mean a few different varieties. So we have, of course, personal favorite, the Markur 45. We also have some heftier ones. This is the Kajka. This is Fjällräven, another premium brand. Fjällräven, very popular in Europe. We also have some Pelican cooler packs. So these are actually a really neat style pack. So very high tech, very modern looking. And you can put your food in the bottom and you can put your gear on top. Most people haven't seen this kind of stuff before, but this is probably one of the more advanced types of backpacks. So it's like a hard shell. So this is Hazard 4. So we have I think we got this one in stock. What else do we have? We have some heavier duty ones. And then I think, what's this? This is Hazard 4 as well. Not all Hazard 4 have the hard shell, but a lot of them do. What is this? Oh, this is cool. So this is the Notch. So this is actually made for arborists. Personally, I think it'd be like the ultimate apocalypse weapons pack. If you're a person who has a lot of tools, like long tools, like axes, saws, that sort of thing, that's a beauty right there. What the hell is this? Oh, we have some of these. Is this the one you sit on? Oh, this is a good pack. I'm gonna keep one of these for myself. This is the Singi Stuben, guys. This is probably one of the coolest backpacks. Why? Get a load of this. You can sit on it. It's got a metal frame, and it's designed to be a seat. So if you're out hiking, you can sit on your pack. There is no other pack that I know of that you can do that. You can do it, but you're probably, you know, your pack probably wasn't made for that, right? What do we got up here? The hippies love these packs. If you have like a blue hair in your life, get her or him one of these packs, they'll love it. These are authentic Fjällrävens. Okay, so you can guarantee the blue hair person in your life that's an authentic Fjällräven pack. We got a few little Molly accessories. We're running really low on accessories, so scoop those up. We got some Eberle stock. This is the Destroyer. This comes with a variety of different, you know, attachments that you can put on it, rifle scabbards. So running low on these Terminators. We got a few things left there. These are just the rifle scabbards. All right, so we do have some Maxpedition stuff. Not too much. We got a little bit of Rux. Rux is basically like a modular, I don't know what you'd call it, like a storage tote. It has all these kind of cool features on it, so it can easily compact down when you're not using it. and it's made to be really heavy duty. Looks like the communist left his coffee. We do have a few crossbows left. What do we got? We got a couple twin strikes. So the twin strikes are a double crossbow. So you can actually shoot two arrows out of it. That's very cool. It looks like we have some higher powered crossbows, 400, which, you know, I mean, do you need 400 feet per second in a crossbow? Not really. 300 will perfectly suffice. These are a lot cheaper. But if you want to get the 400, that's when you're looking in the 1,000 and up range. At 30% off, you're saving hundreds of dollars. We do have some air sabers. How many air sabers we got left?
Just these ones.
Just those two?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So we're running really low on body armor by the looks of things. We got some t-shirts with the body armor inserts. That's a bulletproof t-shirt. We do have some backpack inserts. Put that in your kid's backpack. We do have a lot of takedown arrows and SAS takedown bows. These things are amazing also. This is designed by a guy who lives in South Africa and he hunts like lions with this stuff. So it's a takedown compact bow and you also get takedown arrows. You can buy just the takedown arrows if you want and use them in your own bow if you want to do that. We do have some power film left. And I got to tell you guys, these, you're actually getting them below cost. This is an American military spec solar panel. It's lightweight. It is bulletproof. Literally, you can shoot it full of holes and it will still work. So they've done tests to show that. Normal solar panels, if you shoot it full of holes, it'll actually crack and it will become unusable. This will still work, albeit at a lower output voltage. I think we have one of these 240 watt versions. So this is a big boy. I think this thing originally retailed for like, what, $3,500 or something crazy? Yeah, so you're saving 30% on that. Do the math. We do have a few of the rollables as well. So the good thing with the rollables is that they're a little bit more waterproof. So people will put them on cars, boats, golf carts and things like that. Super lightweight. People will say, wow, I want something waterproof. Majority of the time, you're not going to be using a panel like this when it's raining, okay? And honestly, they are waterproof more or less, but just not as much as this type of material. So it looks like our medical section has been totally raided. We still do have some Israeli medical bandages left of various sizes. This is a must-have for any survival kit, in my personal opinion, because it has a variety of different uses. Super easy to use. We've done a lot of videos on that before. So these are trauma control kits, and I believe you get a cat tourniquet in there, and you also get quick clot in here. Quick clot is actually a little bit harder to come by in Canada because it's regulated. So here you get your tactical tourniquet plus your quick clot, everything you would need for like a gunshot wound for the most part. There's more advanced kits, don't get me wrong. We also still have some potassium iodide as well. And we have these junctional tourniquets. This is a very high-end piece of medical equipment. So this is only something that the prepper who has the most advanced of advanced medical kits has. This is for hard to constrict areas, if you will. But that's an expensive item. I think these are like $400 or $500, but they're reduced now significantly. We still do have a few of the extremely high-end CBRN suits. We have a few of the HAZ suits, which are a cheaper version, but they're slightly less comfortable and because they don't breathe. These ones actually breathe. We do have the CM7M, which is oriented towards people who are using a firearm. You don't have the full visor with this one. You just have the dual eyes and you can cheek up to it and you can actually, you know, use your optic with that. This CM8M is the next best thing, but it's the most expensive gas mask. Not the most expensive we sell. I'll show you that in a second. The CM8M kind of combines the 6M and the 7M. So the 6M has the most amount of vision, right? The 7M has the least amount of vision, but you can cheek up to it with a rifle. This gets you halfway there on both of those things, if that makes sense. Now we do have some masks that were made in Italy. So this is fully fledged CBRN gear. So if we're talking about like an Ebola type pandemic, this is the top of the hop. This has a drinking straw. This has a full hood. So you'd use this in conjunction with your hazmat suit, and this will basically protect you against everything. You can use it in conjunction with a powered air purifier as well. And this hood is gonna allow you to get a better seal blending this with your hazmat suit. So we still have a few emergency radios. We have a few ham radios, Baofeng radios, stuff like that. So we have some of the 100,000 lumen, which is a floodlight. This is actually an older model, but still, you know, insanely powerful. I have 160 acres and it lights up the entire 160 acres. Now we also have the SR32. And in my personal opinion, this is actually my go-to flashlight because it's not all floodlight, it sends the light further. So this actually has a much further throw of the light. So it's only 120,000 lumens, I say only. There was a time when, you know, you're lucky to get 1,000 lumens out of a flashlight. I remember the first time I had a 1,000 lumen flashlight, I was embarrassed to use it because it was so bright. I thought people would think, man, this guy's really paranoid. Now when I bust out the 120,000 that throws over a mile, that's one of the best flashlights we have. We have canning lids, but we also have these reusable canning lids. So if you're worried about SHTF and canning, and you're worried about running out of seals, these seals can actually be reused with these lids. Pretty cool stuff. If you want like propane heaters, we got quite a few propane heaters of different varieties. So we have some that double as cooking systems, others that you just attach to a 40-pound propane tank. We also have some portable air conditioners. So right before we decided to close the store, we got in a big shipment of Ghost Ghillie suits. So these are gonna allow you to blend in to your environment. I've shown them on the channel before. You're virtually indistinguishable from your surroundings. There's woodland, there's grassland, there's a bunch of different types of camouflage variants. We also have like rifle covers, things of that nature. A few wool blankets left, but not many. Now, we do have a few All-American pressure canners, and this is something that you guys are gonna wanna capitalize on. Not only are they hard to get, but it's a one-of-a-kind item, okay? There's only one All-American pressure canner, and this is it. We have different sizes. A lot of people think I gotta get the biggest one. I would say, in a lot of cases, you don't necessarily need the biggest one. It depends on how much canning you plan on doing. So we do have a few of those left. We brought everything down from the other warehouse. We have a couple LEM vacuum sealers. So these things are one of the most renowned names in vacuum sealing. Solo stove, excellent stove. We also have various accessories for that. I'm actually gonna have to get myself one of these because I have a Yukon and I wanna get the grill for it so I can actually cook on top of it. So, like I was saying, wood stoves, we have a few. We have some Nomad View. We got some Double View Woodlander. That is for the bushman who loves the outdoors. We even got some oven stoves. These things are cool. It's a wood stove, a portable wood stove with an oven. Okay, so these are portable hot water kits that you hook up to propane. Now, the Julka company is incredibly strict with their MAP pricing, but because we're liquidating, 30% off, these are the mini propane tanks. Looks like we got a few left. Oh, this one's tiny. Did they change them? So this one must be 2.5 pounds. Look at that little mini. You know, that would be a perfect size for your mini heat hog in your car. You know, you could really make the perfect kind of Christmas gift for somebody who loves the outdoors. Just go and rack in these deals because we got so many odds and ends. There's thousands of products. I can't possibly go over everything in one video, right? For the rest of your existence, you'll never find a silky saw this cheap. It looks like we have about 25 Katana Boys, 650s, 1500, and we have five of those juicy Katana Boy 1000s that can cut practically anything. That's a meter of saw blade. You're gonna wanna capitalize on that because I think these, at one point, were going for like $1,200. So you're saving like $300 on that. So Benchmade is almost, you can see all these boxes of Benchmade that have sold, but you're not too late. We have some mini bug outs. This is a great knife for kids who are just kind of getting into outdoor skills. This is my personal favorite. This is the Anonymous. This should be in everybody's bug out bag. I'm amazed that we still have any of these. It's kind of like Survival Lily's knife, but a little bit lighter weight. It's such a beautiful knife. Like, Benchmade makes excellent quality stuff. Now, if you're like a wilderness lover, you're not big on tactical stuff, these are absolute beauties. Take a look at this. It's just a beauty. You give that to the old man at Christmas time, he's always gonna remember that one. If you're looking for more tactical, it looks like we got a few cold steels. What is this? Oh, we got bug outs. We got bug outs. My favorite knife that I carry every day for the last 10 years, the Benchmade bug out, and we got a few. We're almost out of axes. This used to be completely full. Are these Wetterhall? Oh. I can't believe we're selling this for 30% off. If you want to impress the person in your life this Christmas, get a double bit Wetterhall Holtafors axe. We got some Adlers. Adler makes a great axe. This is like a hatchet, but a splitting hatchet. Okay, first time I seen that, I'm like, what? Splitting hatchet? Yes. So it's just got a wider head on it. And you can see there's two, I'm not sure what you'd call these, kind of stoppers. And it's got a guard on it. So it's really nice. If you want a splitter to go in the backcountry, that's a good one. If you guys remember the ultimate survival shovel that I did, we only have about 10 left. So strongly encourage you to pick one of these up. This is where we usually keep the food that we're handing out singles of. So these are kind of the single serving ones. My personal favorite, rice and chicken. But honestly, they're all good. It's just, I'm kind of, like I say, I'm a basic person. Rice, chicken is all I need. This is all Mylar. So we got lots of Mylar bags. Mylar is a no-brainer. You'll always need Mylar. Even if, you know, you're not planning on storing food now, you know, get it at the discounted rate. And eventually, you know, like a bag like this, you get this in combination with a 5-gallon pail. You put your rice, you put your beans. It'll last you 20, 30 years. So we got a little bit of Happy Yak, not much. This is the Canadian company. If you want to do the elbows up thing, go nuts. This is all the peak we have left. Oh man, I'm gonna cry. Please don't buy this off me so I can keep it. You can buy this 3-bean chili mac. I don't eat this vegetarian stuff. We still have a little bit of Arcopia, but not much. This is all the freeze-dried smoothies left in the universe right here. Just kidding, Dean still has quite a bit. Now this is our rope section. Like, we have all these kinds of rope, like 1,000 pound strength, 3,000 pound, 10,000 pound, good rope for like boats and, you know, you name it, towing, things of that nature. If you need some good rope, I mean, this shit is not cheap, all right? That's American made, baby. And the gun safe is empty, just so you know. If we got hundreds of little matches and, you know, like the world's biggest match, I don't know if you've ever seen these. These are the Behemoth match. So you just light the match and it stays lit. So, you know, if you want your bug dope, your little survival kits, repair kits, things of that nature. Oh, if you're just looking for a catch-all fishing survival kit, this is it. You just combine this with a stick and you're catching fish, all right? It's got everything you need in there. So we have a variety of different survival books left. Try to capitalize on those. This is a great book, Bunker by Bradley Garrett. We've interviewed him before. He just goes over prepping culture in a way that's never been done before. There's also an audiobook version of that, but if you're somebody who likes to read, we don't really have a lot of Sea to Summit left. Sea to Summit makes these nifty, ultralight items for yuppie backpackers. So, you know, this is like a kitchen sink. This is like another small kitchen sink. So this little tiny thing expands so you can carry water in it. Cool little things like that. They have, you know, pocket showers. So they got, you know, little things like bug nets and, you know, reactor liners. So if you already have a sleeping bag, but you want to make it warmer, You can just add this to your sleeping bag and it's gonna increase the heat retention by about 10 to 15 degrees. We do have quite a few of these snowshoes. So these are like the best snowshoes in the world. This is MSR. So if you're wanting to do some snowshoeing this winter, honestly, a snowshoe makes a world of difference when you have to trek through the forest. And without them, it can actually be a life or death situation. You know, maybe your car breaks down in a snowstorm. The amount of energy you're going to have to expend if you don't have snowshoes versus if you do is immense. Most people won't even be able to move. One of my personal favorite items, and I can't even believe we have so many of these left, are these nano spikes. These are pretty common nowadays, these grip devices. This one is more for like an urban environment where you're going in and out of a place. If you want something more heavy duty, like a crampon. So if you're doing real expedition mountaineering and you need that more aggressive spike that really can dig into the ice, that's what you'd use a crampon for. So there's pretty much something for everybody, right? So the fur is clearing out, man. I mean, this used to be full and we used to have two walls of this stuff. So also, this is probably the best deal we have here right now. These are, not this guy, get out of here, Vladimir Putin. These are Outdoor Survival Canada jackets. This is all we have left. We used to have hundreds of these. Now, I'm not sure what the sizes are, but these are the world's warmest jackets, bar none. Far more warmer than Canada Goose. You know, I think we do have some everyman sizes, like larges, mediums. We also have some female jackets left. So this is the Mission. This is a minus 60. All the other ones are minus 40. But when they say minus 40, they really mean minus 40. A lot of jackets say that, they don't mean it. And that's one of the things, guys, with most of these products, these were things that I used personally before I ever had the store. And I remember I would go into Cabela's year after year and try on this coat and I never purchased it. I just like going in to try it on. It was an Outdoor Survival Canada jacket. When I finally could afford one, I bought it. It was the best decision I ever made. I still wear it to this day, 10 years later. So I forgot, what is the most popular Christmas gift? Socks. We got a lot of over the calf. So these are gonna be excellent if you do outdoor work. We got quite a few different styles. Probably, you know, in some cases, the most common sizes, the mediums and larges are starting to get a little thin. So all the more reason to get it while you can. If you find yourself in the doghouse, just get her a pair of Blue Fox winter mitts. This is an excellent Christmas gift for, you know, the wilderness lady in your life. We still have some of my favorite pants. I tell you, man, this is the only pant I have worn for probably over 10 years. Because I'm sure I've been saying that for a couple years. And the communist camera guy, I got him hooked. Everybody wears these pants. I'm not shitting you guys. They never look back. And this is an American company, okay? So to import these, it's gonna cost you a lot of money. These are the last ones. This is the last you're gonna find in Canada. So honestly, I've already stocked up. So I've already picked this pretty clean, but there's still quite a few left. 36, 32, that's my jam. Anyways, guys, the shelves are clearing out fast. So get it while you still can. The coupon code is 30PREP, 30% off, site-wide, everything, baby. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Canadian Prepper out.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.